Thank you for calling Omax Health Customer Support. How may I help you today?
Hello, how are you doing today? My name is Jose, and I'm calling from First Financial Bank regarding a mutual customer. Long story short, customer says that she bought a product from you guys, but she was never billed for the month of December. And according to what she says is that you guys need us to call you guys to confirm that she has not been charged or debited on her account. If you would like to talk to the customer, I can pass her through as well.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Do you need her name or anything before I pass you through?
Yes, sir. I will need her zip code. Well, you can go ahead and connect her on the line.
Okay, sounds good. One moment. Hello, Elizabeth.
Yes.
Hi, hello, ma'am. So we have a representative from Omax Health. She has a few questions here for you.
Okay.
Okay, may I please have your zip code?
The zip code is 78133.
Thank you for that information. And may I please have your first and last name?
Elizabeth Martinez.
Thank you for that information. Okay. And may you please verify your address for me?
It's 401 Edenwald Road, Canyon Lake, Texas, 78133.
Thank you for that information. Okay, let's see here. I'm just searching in the database to locate your account. Okay. I'm just still searching in the database. Just bear with me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, just moving a little slow. Just bear with me one moment. Okay, so I have located your account for the Omax Sleep CBD Travel Pack. How may I help you today?
Okay, back in October, I subscribed so I could get the Omax Omega 3. And I set my account up and everything, and the total for that one was $51.14, and that went through. They debit my account because, of course, I set up my account with y'all with that debit card, and I got a text alert telling me that. And this is, I subscribed to the Omega 3. So every 2 months, I'm going to get a shipment from you. And December, I think my order date since October the 10th is the day that I called the first time. It kept the 10th of the month, you know. So December the 10th, here's 2 months later after October, and I get my shipment for the Omax Omega 3 shipment. And the total for that is $63.92. And that has never cleared my account. And it never gave me a text alert that you debit my account. So in December, I called twice. And the second time I called again, like on the 21st of, you know, December, and just about the time, and I tell them all of this, you know, and that it's not clearing my account. But I also, before I ended the call, the rep there told me if I wanted to try the OMAX Sweep, because they saw that I bought it before, just the travel size, and they were so on discount for $6.99. And I said, sure, I'll try it, you know. And I got that shipment. And that was just a one-time thing. It's not part of the subscription like the OMAX Omega 3. Well, the $6.99 for the OMAX 3 plus the shipment for December, the $63.92, has never cleared my account. In fact, I'm carrying those two amounts on my checking account. And I've talked to several people there at OMAX, and my bank, and finally today, I talked to Amy earlier this morning. I guess it was about noon, I think, and she had to tell my whole story again, and that she was sending an email to someone that could look into it, and that lady called me about a little before 5 this evening. And now she's telling me that all of those shipments have been paid, but I keep telling her that it hasn't cleared my account, the $63.92 and the $6.99. So the next thing was the lady is telling me that I needed to get my bank to call you, and that's why Jose has called, because of this problem, for him to tell you that it has not cleared, you know, our bank.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm only showing a charge for $6.99. It looks like you did send an email, but I'm not showing that we billed you $63.92 on December the 10th.
Excuse me, ma'am? Can you say that again?
Yes, I'm showing that we billed you $63.92 on December the 10th and $6.99 on December the 21st.
Okay.
Right. So basically, neither one of those charges came through her debit card. So even though you guys are saying that it's paid, it looks like she didn't. The account was never, the funds were never taken out of her debit card or the account. So I guess I'm not sure what needs to be done at this point. So basically what Ms. Martinez wants is for you guys to actually take the funds out of the account, which we confirmed that have not been taken just yet, basically.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure
and
that it was.
That's what the lady at 5 o'clock told me, that I needed someone at my bank to call y'all, and that's what Jose is telling you, that those two have never cleared my account.
Yes, sir. Let's see here. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to get you transferred over to my supervisor, okay?
Okay.
For further assistance.
Okay.
Yeah, because on our end, it looks like the charge did go through, but with your bank on the line, yeah, we will need to check into this. So I will get you transferred over.
But please tell him our story. Because Jose is just on the line, because this lady that called me about close to 5 o'clock, that's the only other way they can send it to the corporate office is with my person at the bank telling them that it didn't clear. That's why Jose is on the line with us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to get you transferred over. Just bear me one moment, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.